मुझ पे तो ऐ दिल रुबा तेरी छटियां भी फिदा ये बोलेंगी क्या पूछो
As we say hello and Sita Ram, Sat Sri Akal, Jai Guru Datta, Sai Ram, Assalamu Alaikum, welcome, welcome indeed for 1 hour. We are here to keep you company on television for 1 hour and those of you on radio. Listen guys, it's easy, just go to MyCSTV, that's MyCSTV.com and you could catch us here right now. Well, we have some nice stuff to share with you and I want to let you know about the Muslim Food Bank. They are having an event coming up and we urge you, please come out and support this one. It's a great, great cause indeed. And, you know, they've been having a lot of volunteers and people coming out and giving. But they always need. So, again, while you watch this clip, remember you could go to info@styleforwardevents.com. That info@styleforwardevents, one word, events with an S.com for your tickets. We really want to support this course and it have an event that's coming up in the month of September and we are asking to so that you can support it. But first, we'd like to go to this clip and share with you some of the good work that this organization is doing.
Assalamu alaikum. I'm Mobeen. I'd like to extend a warm welcome to you and your families on behalf of the Muslim Food Bank Toronto. We play a crucial role in supporting hundreds of families in our communities who are facing the challenges of food insecurity. Among those families, we support newcomers, refugees, seniors, individuals with disabilities, single mothers, and those from low-income households. To ensure that our support reaches those who truly need it, all recipient families undergo a comprehensive registration process. In recent times, the demand for our services has surged, particularly with the rising number of Muslims, Muslim newcomers and refugees, and the soaring cost of essential goods due to inflation. It's worth noting that food insecurity affects a staggering 4.4 million people here in Canada alone. With your invaluable support, the Muslim Food Bank annually distributes over 11,000 food hampers and provides 20,000 meals to those in need across the country. From our Toronto location, we distribute food hampers every month thanks to the dedication and hard work of our amazing volunteers. These volunteers are the backbone of the Muslim Food Bank, and we are immensely grateful for their tireless efforts to serve our community. Now let's hear from three of our dedicated volunteers.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi. My name is Muhammad Azim. It's been almost 2 years, alhamdulillah, I've been working with the Muslim Food Bank and it's a really good experience so far, alhamdulillah.
Hi, I'm Sajida Nur Muhammad and I am volunteering for the last 4 years.
My name is Zina Tharji and I'm working here, I think, since 2019.
I feel great, alhamdulillah, because Allah gave me a chance to help different people who are in need through Muslim Food Bank.
Helping others is really fulfilling. it humbles you and it makes you feel great.
I just find that we have so much to give to other people. Like, we are blessed to be in this beautiful country, and we have so much to give. So I find pleasure in helping out people.
For me, when I came into Canada a few years ago, lots of brothers and sisters, they helped me out. When I get the opportunity, I want to pass. So similar way, I expect every brothers and sisters, if they have an opportunity to give it back to the community, definitely please feel free to join all volunteering clubs, and it will be amazing, inshallah.
It's a great feeling to help others, and it also grows our team.
I think everybody should volunteer and give their time if they can. In any way, it doesn't have to be coming to the food bank or anything, but it could be financially or helping in so many ways.
Well, of course, he's in town this evening, 6:30, the doors open, and of course, show starts at 7:30. Again, for those of you who like to attend the event, and this is one way of supporting the Muslim Food Bank, September 21st at 5:30, the doors open. They will be having the annual food, annual fundraising drive for the food bank. Again, for information and tickets, you could go to info@styleforwardevents.com. That's styleforwardevents.com for more information. You could also message me at 416-832-7293 if you need any information. I'll make sure we get that forwarded to those who would be able to answer your questions and reserve a table maybe for you, right? So again, thank you for going out to support. And those of you who have been, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to bless you. You know, this was an initiative that our late brother, Muhammad Farooq of, we call him Brother Farooq of Farex, he always encouraged us to support this one, and he was a big supporter of this, and we here stand ready. And again, I want to thank him, you know, for introducing us, and now his children are taking up the slack and making sure they continue to remind me about this nice event. Well, right now we want to celebrate again their anniversary, their 50th anniversary, and you know, these are ways in which you can support us here on the program by being a sponsor. For a segment, maybe the Hanuman Chalisa, maybe some Quranic recitation, as we have coming up in a little bit. We have that sponsored by the Farooq and Ali family, as we try to bring some comfort and share some love with our dear sister Klima. And, you know, we've been talking. You also remember Brother Farooq, he used to always be listening to me and calling up people to remind them, the boy is on, listen, all in Guyana, he had family members listening. A dear friend, and every time I play Oldie, I would remember him. Well, we are playing some Quranic today in his loving memory, and that's coming up. But for now, we are proud to present, compliment Pert and Mina, as I send love and lots of blessings going out to her sister, Chandra, and Tulsi Das on their 50th wedding anniversary. And I just wanted to, if I could read the text message with the greetings that they wanted to share. Please send out happy 50th wedding anniversary to my sister Chandra in Guyana and her loving, caring husband Tulsi Das, as they will be celebrating tomorrow their anniversary. May Bhagwan continue to bless them both with continued love and happiness throughout their lives and good health always. From your loving sisters, Mina, Jazz and the entire family. We love you all and wish we could be there to celebrate with you guys. So this is one way they're hoping to celebrate. So we are pleased that they are part of this and sending lots of love to you, and they are sponsoring this segment because they love you and they want to be part of this celebration. Let's enjoy this once again.
It's time now for Om Canada, brought to you by The Cutting Edge Company, Foam Fabricators, Valmiki Motilal and Family, Palm and Derek Solution, Global Wireless Solutions, Inc., a Rogers Authorized Dealer, Caribbean Showtime, and ShabnamRadio.com.
Celebrate our vibrant culture with Deepawali Jalsa 2024, an evening of non-stop entertainment that you won't want to miss. Bring the entire family for a night filled with joy, music, and dazzling performances. Presented by the Toronto Hindu Dharmic Sabha, featuring the energetic Omesh and the Wave Band, along with the mesmerizing talents of Hurricane Himlata Dindial from Trinidad and Tobago, Sunil Patel, Vaishali Bhatt, and for a touch of sparkle, Toronto's longest Deepawali pageant is back. Captivating dances by STCC Dance Academy. And much more. Join us and be part of a night of cultural celebration. Saturday, October 19th at the prestigious Pinecrest Event Center, 17 Final Court, Woodbridge. Ticket $65, which includes admission, appetizers, a buffet dinner, dessert, pop, coffee, and tea. Remember, all proceeds will go toward the Mandir's kitchen renovation. Come share in the magic of Deepawali Jalsa 2024. Early bird tickets only $65 until quantities exhausted. For tickets, visit ticketgateway.com or call 647-852-9130.
Happy Valley feeling late.
Well, we have that coming up, and it's going to be an exciting show. You know, with Diwali coming up and everything else, this is one of the longest running Diwali show, and Pandit Jai would be with me soon in the studio to talk about it. He's been doing this for many, many years, and of course, he did it last year, and is back again, and this one's going to be even bigger. The crowning of Miss Deepavali 2024, who would that be? Well, whoever it is, we will be having them on the program, and kind to give them some time to share some of their talent with us here. Maybe have them come and host the show one of with us or part of the show. Telephone numbers on the screen, 416-848-7772. Those if you would like to reach us. And just to know, if you would like to sponsor a segment like we had the Om Canada, and coming up now, a segment, our Radio Salams Canada. And today it's brought to you by the Farooq family. As we extend a warm welcome, assalamu alaikum to Sissa Klima. How are you doing, Mama? Hope all is well. She's always there listening with Sherry and the gang. And of course, they have a big family, the Ali family on one side, and then the Farooq. You know, honestly, I can say this because I've been around them long enough to know. This is one of His Excellency Dr. Muhammad Irfan Ali's favorite auntie. Honestly. So she's like a second mother, of course. The president, mom and dad, they live here in Canada and always watching us. We want to say assalamu alaikum to you. But today we would be remembering the late brother Farooq, Sheikh Farooq. You would hear me talk about him many times over the years on the radio. And when I sit and I play an old song from Andaz or some Dosti or thing, Sherry would say, he's doing dialysis, but boy, he tapped in his foot. And he would give her a thumbs up and said, the boy playing a good tune. You know, I always miss him. So today the family would like to sponsor this segment as they send some praise and blessing upon Almighty God, and hope that he would receive the recipient of the blessings indeed. So, Mom, Farooq, your son, also the in-law, what's his name? Boy, I keep forgetting his name. Shanaz, and of course Sherry, and all your children, the grandchildren, the in-laws, the great-grand. They love you very, very, very much, you know. And of course, you know your boy here always keeping you company, and I love you so much too. So we'd like to present this segment. Hope you enjoy it. Sit back, relax, and let's enjoy it together. Here we go with some verses of our blessed, the holy book, our Quran. It's time now for Salams Canada, brought to you in part by Tariq, Toronto and Richard Islamic Congregation, the children of Lazina and the late Abdul Aziz, CIOG, the Central Islamic Organization of Guyana, Farex Freight System Limited, and Sheikh Halal Farm.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون إن الذين كفروا سواء عليهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون ختم الله على قلوبهم وعلى سمعهم وعلى أبصارهم غشاوة ولهم عذاب عظيم ختم الله على قلوبهم وعلى سمعهم وعلى أبصارهم غشاوة ولهم عذاب عظيم ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله وباليوم الآخر وما هم بمؤمنين يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا وما يخدعون إلا أنفسهم وما يشعرون في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا ولهم عذاب أليم بما كانوا يكذبون وإذا قيل لهم لا تفسدوا في الأرض قالوا إنما نحن مصلحون ألا إنهم هم المفسدون ولكن لا يشعرون وإذا قيل لهم آمنوا كما آمن الناس قالوا أنؤمن كما آمن السفهاء ألا إنهم هم السفهاء ولكن لا يعلمون وإذا لقوا الذين آمنوا قالوا آمنا وإذا خلوا إلى شياطينهم قالوا إنا معكم إنما نحن مستهزئون الله يستهزئ بهم ويمدهم في طغيانهم يعمهون أولئك الذين اشتروا الضلالة بالهدى فما ربحت تجارتهم وما كانوا مهتدين مثلهم كمثل الذي استوقد نارا فلما أضاءت ما حوله ذهب الله بنورهم وتركهم في ظلمات لا يبصرون صم بكم عمي فهم لا يرجعون أو كصيب من السماء فيه ظلمات ورعد وبرق يجعلون أصابعهم في آذانهم من الصواعق حذر الموت والله محيط بالكافرين يكاد البرق يخطف أبصارهم كلما أضاء
لهم مشوا فيه وإذا أظلم عليهم قاموا ولو شاء الله لذهب بسمعهم وأبصارهم إن الله على كل شيء قدير يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون الذي جعل لكم الأرض فراشا والسماء بناء وأنزل من السماء ماء فأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا لكم فلا تجعلوا لله أندادا وأنتم تعلمون وإن كنتم في ريب مما نزلنا على عبدنا فأتوا بسورة مثله وادعوا شهداءكم من دون الله إن كنتم صادقين فإن لم تفعلوا ولن تفعلوا فاتقوا النار التي وقودها والحناس تجري من تحتها الأنهار كلما رزقوا منها من ثمرة رزقا قالوا هذا الذي رزقنا من قبل وأتوا به متشابها ولهم فيها أزواج مطهرة وهم فيها خالدون صدق الله العظيم.
Well, of course, that was beautiful, beautiful rendition of the Holy Quran. And again, it was in loving memory of our brother, the late Sheikh Farooq, and of course, his loving wife and the children of Sheikh Farooq wanted to comfort her a little bit. And this is one way they chose to do so. Later, we'll be sharing some beautiful selections with you, Mom. And again, we want to say thank you. For those of you watching, know these are some of the things you could do to sponsor and support our program and programming like this as we present them every week. So again, 416-832-7293. You can reach me, that's my number, 416-832-7293, or you could email us at info@caribbeanshowtime.com. Well, he is always there, ready and willing to join us. You want to say hello as we bring on now. Let's see if we could get him. Pandit Rabindranath Tiwari of the Sankat Mochan Hanuman Mandir. Jai Sitaram, Pandit. Hello? Yes, okay, so go ahead, Pandit. Welcome to the program. And today we thought we would ask you to share with us a little bit of information about what's happening with Lord Ganesh and the submerging of the... Well, check the audio there, Abhishek. Here we go. So if you could explain, we lost him. We've been doing this now for some time. I thought Abhishek would have had it down pat. The audio doesn't come. So, Abhishek, can you see him on this monitor there? Okay, so we'll wait and try to...
This is ShabnamRadio.com.
Thank you.
your tickets now at TicketGateway.com or STCCDanceAcademy.com. For more information, contact 416-722-3998. This is another STCC production, proudly sponsored by Caribbean Showtime TV. Join us as we celebrate our vibrant culture with Dipawali Jalsa 2024, an evening of non-stop entertainment that you won't want to miss. Bring the entire family for a night filled with joy, music, and dazzling performances. Presented by the Toronto Hindu Dharmic Sabha, featuring the energetic Omesh and the Wave Band, along with the mesmerizing talents of Hurricane Himlata Dindial from Trinidad and Tobago, Sunil Patel, Vaishali Bhatt, and for a touch of sparkle, Toronto's longest Dipawali pageant is back. Captivating dances by STCC Dance Academy, and much more. Join us and be part of a night of cultural celebration. Saturday, October 19th at the prestigious Pinecrest Event Center, 17 Final Court, Woodbridge. Ticket $65, which includes admission, appetizers, a buffet dinner, dessert, pop, coffee, and tea. Remember, all proceeds will go toward the Mandir's kitchen renovation. Come share in the magic of Dipawali Jalsa 2024. Early bird tickets only $65 until quantities exhausted. For tickets, visit TicketGateway.com or call 647-852-9130.
Happy Wali feeling, leke Diwali.
Well, here we go, and hopefully we have Pandit Rabindranath Tiwari on the phone, because we couldn't get him on the television, but we could try him now. Panditji, are you with us?
Hello, Richard. Jai Sitaram to you and all your listeners. Sorry about the little technical difficulty.
Yeah, this happened. It happens, and thank you for having the patience, Jai Sitaram, and welcome. Well, we thought if you could take a few minutes and share with us this auspicious occasion that we are in now for the Hindu community, and what would be happening with the submerging of Lord Ganesh, and what's happening at your temple and what time, etc. So go ahead.
Thank you, Richardji. Well, my dear friends, happy Vinayak Chaturthi to everyone. At this time, as a matter of fact, not yesterday, but the last Friday, we installed a murti, the clay murti of Lord Ganesh. A murti is made out of pure clay, and puja goes on for about 10 days. And we know that this aspect of Brahman, this one reality that is worshipped in different names, in different forms, but the reality can only be one. So we worship Ishwara Brahman in the form of Ganesha, who is called Vinayaka, the remover of all difficulties, all obstacles. And on this, especially this spiritual path, there will be a lot of difficulties, trials and tribulations. So we worship him and we offer to him our negative qualities. And we all have negative qualities, regardless of race or religion. We all have some internal envy that we would like to get rid of. So we like to do some internal cleaning. On the spiritual path, we have to do internal cleaning quite often. Get rid of our hate, our greed, our lust, our anger, all these negative forces. So we offer them to Ganeshji, and we do puja for 10 days. And then tomorrow or Monday, we'll be doing the visarjan. That is, we will immerse the clay murti. That murti came from India, about 4 feet tall. And we'll immerse that murti into Lake Ontario. Through our connection with Tamna Vejas, we have a special permit. As a matter of fact, we have to go and present to council as to how we'll immerse this murti. And it's all biodegradable. The murti is made of biodegradable material. So we'll go from 2 to 4 p.m. As a matter of fact, let me invite everyone. Tomorrow we have our regular Sunday morning satsang from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. Then the weather looks good, so we'll bring the murti on the tent in our parking lot from 2 to 4 p.m. So please join us at Sankat Mochan Hanuman Mandir from 2 to 4 p.m. Special Ganesh Puja. Then all of us will place Ganesh in his special vehicle and we'll go to the park and we'll immerse the murti with special mantras and prayers into Lake Ontario. And why we immerse the murti into a huge body of water? As we offer negative forces, or negative qualities, I should say, for the past 10 days, and this murti will dissolve in the water with special mantras. So as time goes by and the Murti dissolves, may all our problems and our negative forces be transformed from negative qualities to positive ones. And may Ganeshji bless us with those positive qualities. So while the Murti is dissolved in the water, it takes away all our negative qualities. It is a matter of faith, it is a matter of reverence, it is a matter of love for Ganeshji. And only he can take our negative forces and transform them into positive ones. So those who are listening, I would like to invite you to join us. We have Tarsa, we have special singing, all of us will dance and we'll go to the park from the Mandir, Puja from 2 to 4 p.m., then we'll go to Paradise Park, which is about 10 minutes. We go on a long procession of cars. And those who are following, I kindly ask you, please follow the rules of the road. Please do not break any rules as you're driving, and all of us will go and meet at Paradise Park. Then after we finish the immersion of Lord Ganesha, for the first time we will do Ganga Aarti. We will be doing Ganga Aarti, special Aarti, the same Ganga Aarti that they do in India. We will Aarti the river, the Lake Ontario, and worship her as Ganga Devi tomorrow. So for the first time after the session, we will be doing Ganga Aarti. Please come and join us tomorrow evening.
And the weather promised to be nice.
Yes, it looks beautiful today, and I looked at it this morning, it will be 26, but a little cloudy tomorrow.
I want
to share my brother. I hope you can join us too as well.
I will try my utmost best.
If possible.
I just want to ask you quickly. This is a question that I always had, and you know, you use my go-to apart from Wikipedia. Why is it that Lord Ganesha is always on your Murti shelf or in your temple? The first or Ganesh Puja is made to remove all obstacles. Could you explain in layman's terms why
the puja is done? First, he's first to be worshipped. And my dear friends, obstacles come in three ways. The first one is Adi Daivik, natural difficulties. For example, hurricane, flood, fire, natural disaster that we have no control over. So we pray to Ganesha and we ask him to safeguard us from those natural disasters. That is Adi Daivik. The other one is called Adi Bhautik in Sanskrit. That is difficulties and pain and suffering other creatures can inflict upon us. So may he safeguard us from those kinds of difficulties, pain and suffering from other beings. And the final one is called Adhyatmik, which is to my mind, the most complex of all of them, which is internal difficulties. When we sit to meditate, we sit to pray, and we can't control the mind. There is no peace within. So we worship him. May he remove these three sources of difficulties. And may we have a purified mind. Why? Because Niramala Manjana So Mohipava, only a person with a pure mind, a person with pure attention, with pure love and devotion, can really discover itself through meditation and become one with Bhagwan, one with Brahman. So that's why we worship him, to remove those three sources of difficulties.
Before you start doing a puja.
Every puja.
But last thing.
And also, go
ahead.
There are so many beautiful stories about where there was a discussion among the devas, the natural forces, and they wanted to know who to be worshipped first. And then Ganeshji, of course, he went around his father, Shivaji and Parvati, and did namaskar to his father, mother and father, and he wanted to become the first one to be worshipped in any religious worship.
Well, I just wanted to ask you if I know you're heading out to Puja just now, and I just wanted to ask if you could do us a favor and offer a short prayer for us, for those who can't make it and those who would be coming, you know, so bring some blessings to those of our listeners and viewers today on this program.
Absolutely. Please join with me for a special prayer. May Ganesha remove all obstacles from your path. Adi Daivik, natural difficulties, Adi Bhautik, difficulties of pain and injury or injury inflicted from other beings, and Adhyatmik. When you sit for meditation, may you have control over your mind and thoughts. We pray. Om Gananta Ganapati Gamhavamahe Kavin Kavinam Upamashravastamam Jeshtharajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrinvanno Tidhissi Rasadhanam Om Shri Man Mahaganadhipataye Namaha. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
Thank you very much, Pandit. Thank you so much.
And thank you, Richard. Thank you, for you are such a a person who supports every culture, every religion, every religious tradition. Thank you for everything you do within our community. I pray that Ganesh Ji remove obstacles from their path, bless you with a long and happy life so that you may continue to serve our community. Thank you, my brother, for everything
thank
that you do.
Jai Sikaram, Pandit. Thank you. Thank you very much. That's thank Pandit you, Rudy, Rabindranath Rudy, Pandit Rabindranath Tiwari, and of course of the Sankat Mucha and Hanuman Mandir. Well, we have a beautiful selection lineup for you right now.
It's time now for Om Canada, brought to you by The Cutting Edge Company.
Namo Namaha Ganganapatai. Namo Namaha Ganganapatai. Namo Namaha Sri Siddhi Vinayak. Namo Namaha
Ganganapatai. Namo Namaha Ganganapatai. Namo Namaha Ganganapatai. Namo Namaha Sri Siddhi Vinayak. Namo
And as we continue now, we have Chef Shiraz, as promised. He will be coming to Toronto soon. We'll tell you about that. But here is Chef Shiraz as he took part in Caribbean Airline Flora and a little cookout they had. Abhishek, that's the number 47, brother. Abhishek?
The name of the
food? God.
The Caribbean's culinary traditions have risen from within its mixed cultures. This diverse heritage was on full display during Caribbean Airlines Flavor and Flora, a forum for top chefs to showcase meals inspired by the signature dishes, ingredients, and cooking techniques of the airline's Caribbean destinations. Apart from Jamaica, the cuisine of Barbados, Guyana, Trinidad and Tobago, Grenada, and Puerto Rico also featured at this event, along with different sub-traditions when it comes to cuisine.
The day before, I said, who am I doing? French people, that's all right, that sounds very good. I look at the ratatouille, and we converted the ratatouille with the Caribbean influence. We added squash pumpkin, and we added all the local herbs and spices and aromatics as well that change the flavor as well. So we had the eggplants and the different components, but we changed it to the squash pumpkin, our local herbs, which is very, very exciting. We use Cajun salmon because it goes good with that ratatouille. We use the pineapple, and we did a nice relish as well too. It's the French Creole with all the Caribbean flavors and flora around it as well too.
Caribbean dishes are fueled by distinct raw ingredients that thrive across the region. Jamaica's ackee, the cassava of Guyana, plantains in Puerto Rico, Grenada's renowned range of spices, and the high-grade cocoa of the Caribbean, which is used in the manufacturing of fine chocolates.
We did a Garden of Trinitario, inspired by our native Trinitario cacao. We did a four-stage dessert, a cocoa nib-infused mascarpone tiramisu with a coconut and nib lace, crunchy lace on top. Then we had a tonka-infused ganache brownie and a honey basil truffle. And then it ended with a lovely palate cleanser of a cocoa pulp patisserie. I was very honored to be chosen to be part of this. What better way to sort of celebrate culture than with food and music?
I know the Caribbean is so diverse. We have all different cultures here as well. And Caribbean Airlines really did a good job by bringing all these fusion together and the different chefs on the Caribbean as well. So I must say kudos to Caribbean Airlines as well for doing that.
A journey through the Caribbean is highlighted by a strong culinary heritage, a well into which top chefs have tapped as they continue to serve up new and exciting fusions of flavors.
Sheikh Halal Farms, now open to the public at their warehouse location, only on Thursdays and Saturdays, 12th Steinway Boulevard, Etobicoke. Sheikh Halal Farms, 100% Zabia Halal.
Music lovers, join us for an unforgettable evening with the sensational voice of Dil Hai Hindustani's very own, Ben Parag. Like never before. Witness pure musical magic as he's accompanied by the incredibly talented Devin Ramutar on percussion, Randy Mahadeo on the keyboard, and gifted guitarists Roger Sukdeo and Nigel Rupnarai. Feel the energy as dynamic dancers from STCC Dance Academy light up the stage. Reserve your spot for Saturday, November 9th. Doors open at 4 p.m. at the Davy Munder Auditorium, 2590 Brock Road, Pickering. Enjoy an evening of captivating performances and a mouth-watering dinner for just $50 per person. Secure your tickets now at TicketGateway.com or STCCDanceAcademy.com. For more information, contact 416-722-3998. This is another STCC production, proudly sponsored by Caribbean Showtime TV. So you own a business, have an event you want people to know about. You want to spread the word to as many people as possible that your product or service exists. Call AdWorks International. AdWorks is an advertising agency which utilizes professionals in radio, television, and print advertising to help you get your company's message across. Your ad will be noticed by more people more quickly. AdWorks from concept to completion will deliver an ad that works. AdWorks International. Call 416-832-7293. Join us as we celebrate our vibrant culture with Deepawali Jalsa 2024, an evening of non-stop entertainment that you won't want to miss. Bring the entire family for a night filled with joy, music, and dazzling performances. Presented by the Toronto Hindu Dharmic Sabha, featuring the energetic Omesh and the Wave Band, along with the mesmerizing talents of Hurricane Himlata Dindiel from Trinidad and Tobago, Sunil Patel, Vaishali Bhatt, and for a touch of sparkle, Toronto's longest Deepawali pageant is back. Captivating dances by STCC Dance Academy, and much more. Join us and be part of a night of cultural celebration Saturday, October 19th at the prestigious Pinecrest Event Center, 17 Vinyl Court, Woodbridge. Ticket $65, which includes admission, appetizers, a buffet dinner, dessert, pop, coffee, and tea. Remember, all proceeds will go toward the Mandir's kitchen renovation. Come share in the magic of Deepawali Jalsa 2024. Early bird tickets only $65 until quantities exhausted. For tickets, visit TicketGateway.com or call 647-852-9130.
Happy Bali.
Well, that's coming up. Don't forget to get your tickets early for it. Well, Deepawali Jalsa, get it early. I want to say hello to Shoba and family who are always watching us. I think they're now out in Peterborough, of course, Derry and Devika. In New York City, we have quite a few people now watching us. Want to say thank you. Please help us to spread the word. In Guyana, Germany, we want to say welcome, because you could catch us now on mycstv.com, and we're 24/7. Ginger Radio, which is the station we have now on Rogers, you can get the radio station, and when you subscribe, you get the radio also. So we ask you please to subscribe to this channel and support us. Again, Win Caribbean, you can get it 24/7 on Bell. You ask Win Caribbean 659, and you get 660 for free, another channel where you listen to music. On Ignite, you say you would like to get Win Caribbean 880, and that's on Ignite. You call Rogers and tell them you want Ignite 880, Win Caribbean 880. And the box, the regular box with Rogers, it's $5 only. And again, Win Caribbean 672, and you would get 673, where you could listen to music. I want to let you know, last year we did it, and we continue again to bring you